The son of the notorious drug lord known as El Chapo has been captured in Mexico. Ovidio Guzman has worked with his father's cartel since he was a teenager. He is wanted in the United States, which has offered $5 million for his capture. As NPR's Eder Peralta reports, his arrest has unleashed major violence, and we should warn you in advance of the sound of gunfire throughout this story.
The operation began before the sun came up. Mexican security forces surrounded a group of heavily armed members of the Sinaloa cartel. A video shared on social media shows a helicopter trading heavy gunfire with armed men on the ground. According to the military, Ovidio Guzman was captured amid this exchange.
Cabe hacer mención.
Defense Secretary Luis Crescencio Sandoval González hailed the arrest as a bruising hit on the power structure of the Sinaloa cartel. But as he spoke, Sinaloa State burned. Videos on social media showed narcos blockading roads and armed men moving through the airport. One video shows narcos shooting at a military plane.
¡Hey, tira al suelo! ¡Te está tirando al avión del ejército!
Guzman was flown to the capital. In Sinaloa, the regional airports were closed and authorities asked people to stay home. Mexican security forces actually briefly detained Ovidio Guzman in 2019. But back then, the Sinaloa cartel unleashed even greater violence. And within hours, the government let Guzman go. Carlos Pérez Ricarta, professor at the Center for Economic Research and Training, says that was a huge embarrassment for the government.
Puso en manifiesto la debilidad estructural del Estado mexicano.
The government's weakness was on display. The capture of Guzman is redemption, he says, but it might say more about how the Sinaloa cartel has changed.
Hoy Sinaloa tiene tres o cuatro guerras abiertas.
Today, the cartel is fighting on multiple fronts, and it may not be able to muster the same kind of violence to make the government capitulate. Still, it's a huge win for Mexico ahead of a visit by President Biden next week. Guzman's father, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was extradited to the U.S., where he is serving a life sentence. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.